Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today, in a special hiatus bonus episode, we are ranking the theme songs of all of the Power Rangers from Mighty Morphin through Ninja Steel.
Yep. Here's what we're not ranking. The movie.
No. Of the show.
Yeah.
The Power Rangers shows.
This is all the show. We're not ranking any movie stuff.
We have a couple addendum, just quick rules.
Yes.
Alien Rangers is its own separate entry. Samurai and Megaforce, all four versions of them are one.
Are their own entry because there is basically nothing different between them.
Yeah.
Also, I asked you guys on very short notice to send in some of your thoughts and your list and whatnot. And so we got those. We'll talk about those at the end.
Oh, and we have separate lists from each other.
Yes.
What we did is we found a YouTube video of all of them in a row.
Yep.
And so we watched / listened to that, and we ranked them privately.
Yes.
Or, I guess, secretively.
Secretly, yeah.
I don't know his list.
We're in the same room.
He doesn't know my list.
Yeah.
And so there is a scoring system, and at the end of this, we will have a definitive list.
Yes.
So if we ranked it, what is it, 19?
Yeah, it's 19. All
right, so if it got ranked number 19, it gets 1 point. If it got ranked number 1, it gets 19 points.
Yeah, and so we'll, at the end, we'll, like, there'll be, like, you'll hear, like, a Dragonzord command, and then the math will be done, so you don't have to listen to us do the math on air. So, do you want to jump in with number 19?
Hang on, I almost undid all my typing.
That would be very bad, Josh.
Yes, I am ready.
Okay. How about we do it? I will say for odds, I will say mine first. For evens, you say your first.
Okay.
Okay. So number 19, Alien Rangers.
Same.
So that's not a lot of points for
No.
you, Alien Rangers. The reason I ranked Alien Rangers so low is because it's so uninspired. It's literally just the Mighty Morphin, but they copy and pasted the word alien over Mighty Morphin.
That's why we did it separately, is because it's the first change in the theme song, other than like getting rid of Rita at the beginning.
Yeah, because the video we had the first three seasons on there, and it's like, oh, it's the same song. It's just like this one doesn't have the Rita preamble. The Rita and the Zordon stuff in the beginning. But Alien Rangers is literally just go, go, Alien Rangers, you Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers.
No, it still says Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
The last time it does, but one other time, yeah. it's very low.
It's just...
That was mostly bad for the joke, but
yeah,
also...
We just wanted to mention how dumb that it is that they did that.
Next up... Josh, what's your number 18?
My number 18 is Operation Overdrive.
Me too! Man,
no,
that is
kidding.
Just some baby poop rap.
It is just not good.
It is the only line I remember. I remember like the beat and the melody, and I remember laughing the whole time.
I don't remember any of that.
The only line I remember is something to the effect of something five rangers looking for the same five stones. But it is like the most... worst baby school rap I have ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
And I was not into it.
It was just awful.
We do still have the video pulled up, so if we just genuinely can't remember any, we can turn it on, because we did have to go over a couple again.
I mean, I can't remember this one. I remember that line.
Do you want me to?
But not the cadence of it. I don't need to listen to it again.
Are you sure you don't want to?
Yeah, because I know that no other song is worse than this one.
Yeah, you're right. Where is it? I kind of just want to... There it is. Kind of just want to give it a little... Nope, that's not the start. You guys can probably hear that a little bit.
It's go, Rangers! Go, Rangers! Go, go, go! It's just so bad.
What, like, what is this?
Operation Overdrive!
It's like...
And Kurt Angle comes in and just talks words at you. All right, shut this garbage
this is
off.
Garbage.
Let's move on.
This sucks.
What was your number 17?
My number 17 is SPD.
My number 17 is Mystic Force.
Okay. SPD, I had to listen to it twice, but it was very bad. Let me go find it real quick. I only need to hear 1 second of it.
I mean, this is just an original composition for a WWE yeah. game. So you can use it for your created wrestler.
This sounds like a 1991 like cartoon about firefighters.
Well, like, SPD means Special Police Department.
It's Space Patrol Delta, I'm pretty sure. It might also be Special Police Department. And what a Special Police Department it is.
Well, while we're talking about it, my number 16 is SPD.
Mine is Mystic Force. Mystic Force I ranked higher than SPD and Operation Overdrive. It is very bad rap, but like it made me giggle in like a fun, positive way as opposed to a what am I actually listening to? What is this noise?
I don't remember it, but I remember I was just like, what is happening? Why did they write and make this song?
Here, let's just jump in. Here's this like...
It's so low-key.
It is.
Here comes the Power Rangers. Here comes the Power Rangers. Like George Lucas is singing about the Power Rangers.
This is Britney Spears' Toxic. This is like literally Britney Spears' Toxic, but with Power Rangers lyrics over it. And I don't know, I kind of like it. It's still bad. It's not going any higher, but I just like it better than SPD. Hey, guys, get ready for that the whole time we're doing SPD.
Anytime that the Power Rangers are coming, we are going to sing that. All right, 15.
My 15 is RPM.
Oh, see, my 15 is Ninja Storm.
Okay. Ninja Storm is a little higher for me. I like Ninja Storm a little, not a lot higher, but a little bit higher. RPM, I don't remember. Here, let's play a little bit of it. Yeah. In the Dome City of Corn.
Why did the Red Ranger look like he was crying?
He's very sad. A lot of smoldering people. I'm just smoldering. Yeah, it's just butt rocky.
It's just butt rock, but I'm into butt rock.
I'm not.
So.
It's just real butt rocky. Let's find Ninja Storm real quick. There's like a whole preamble to this one that I'm not into.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. I don't want my Power Rangers to be bubblegum rock.
See, I'm into, maybe this is musical preference, but I like the poppier bit.
It's just, I ranked them more on how hyped I get, and I'm not listening to this before I have to fight anything.
No, for sure. So, number, what's up next? 14? What's your number 14?
Wild Force.
Okay. Mine is Ninja Steel.
Okay.
Ninja Steel is a slightly worse version of the Samurai and Megaforce one, I feel. It's back to the, like, hey, it's the Power Rangers song, you guys remember? But it just seems like kind of uninspired.
I might have to hear Ninja Steel again.
All right. Well, it's the last one, so I know where it is. There it is. Also, it's good to know that as long as Power Rangers will be on, there will always just be a bunch of pretty people in it.
Yeah. See, oh, so it does have the Go-Go Power Rangers, but then yeah. It immediately switches it up, and I think that's why I'm okay with it.
Okay. I don't know, I just,
because the rest of the song is very different.
Yeah, it just didn't hit me the same way. What was your...
My 14 was Wild Force.
Wild Force? Stay tuned for where I think Wild Force should go, guys. It's going to be a trip. I'm going to get some tweets.
Again, I think it's just because it's so pop bubblegum.
Yeah.
And I'm just not into that, I guess.
You can definitely hear the year that it came out in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for
There's
all of
a
them.
Shift. I can't remember which one it was. Where I was like, oh, music changed before this one.
I think it was between Wild Force and Time Force. Like, from Time Force to Wild Force, it also got quieter. Like, the actual, like, loudness got quieter. So, Number 13 for me is Lightspeed Rescue.
Same.
Okay, good. On the same page. Let's play that then. Let's give people a little taste of the good life. Where is it? Here it is. It has a really weird line. Our planet is falling.
Yeah, so does that make this a post-apocalyptic Power Rangers?
No, it just, I guess it's doing very bad. Also, the better make it light speed rescue reminds me of an American hi-fi song, and I can't remember which one.
Oh, I don't know any of those, so I can't help you there. It does start with the signal is calling. Our planet has fallen.
Is falling.
Is fall okay?
It's in the middle of falling,
so that means it's under attack. So it's I guess it is just a Power Ranger.
Yeah, it's having a fall right now, okay. But like it just seems a little like grim to me. And then I think it's The Art of Losing, which is just a garbage song that I loved when I was 13. yeah, so that's why I have that there. I guess it's good. Oh, did I no? Oh, thought I deleted my note. I just backed out of it on accident. Josh, what is number 12?
Number 12 for me is RPM.
Okay, number 12 for me is Ninja Storm.
Okay.
What did you have at number 15?
Ninja Storm.
We just switched them.
Yeah,
we just switched them.
Yeah, we did, because they have been told it up and they're the same. So
yeah,
there's going to be some ties on the official list.
Yes. So what's next? 11?
Number 11.
My 11 is Lost Galaxy.
Okay, here is where things are going to get a little hairy.
Okay.
My 11... is Turbo.
Oh, Josh, you're killing me. Josh, I don't agree with that. We're going to say...
That's okay. I don't agree with Lost Galaxy either. We're just... we have very different musical tastes, you and I.
That is very true.
I listened to Creed. So.
Yeah, I listened to Carly Rae Jepsen's Cut to the Feeling about 45 times over the last week. And, like, nothing else.
That'll happen.
I don't know. It's not bad. I just feel like this is the first of the, like the worst of the good songs.
It's two different songs, because after this, it like ramps up.
Yeah. Also, hey, Trakina, what up? How you living?
I think it's this part, because this part hypes me up.
It is a little hyper. Also, this is probably like very like just like not a fun thing to listen to. For you guys, but if you want, you can. I'll post the link to this on the Twitter. Someone remind me to do that if I haven't by the time you hear it. So Josh, what is number 10?
My number 10 is Jungle Fury.
Okay, my number 10 is the Samurai Super Samurai Megaforce Super Megaforce combo pack.
Here it is,
which is just like Dragon Force's Power Rangers theme song.
When it started, I was like, this is literally Dragon Force.
Yeah. What did you have? Jungle Fury?
Jungle Fury, yep.
We haven't played that yet. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, here it is. Here's a little snippet.
See, I don't know. This one's bubblegum, but in a way I'm more into, I guess. So I keep saying bubblegum, and I don't know why I call it that.
I guess that's just a synonym for poppy.
I guess.
Like, that's fine. I know what you're saying.
Because One time, I think I heard someone describe like early Green Day, early signed to a record label Green Day as bubblegum punk. And so everything that's kind of like upbeat like that, I just call bubblegum now.
That makes sense. I would never, you will never catch me calling Green Day punk. every single human being on earth, except for Johnny Rotten, is more punk than Green Day. So what is number 9? Oh, it's me. I get to pick number 9.
Yeah.
My number 9, and this is going to be kind of contentious, is Dino Thunder.
Oh, see, this is going to be very contentious with you here.
I'm about to throw something at you, aren't you? Don't you say it, Josh. Don't you say it.
Yours was Dino Thunder?
Yeah. Don't say it.
Mine's Time Force.
No, no! 9?
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't... Maybe because I haven't seen it, so I don't have anything tied to it, and it's just the song, but it didn't hit me like some of the other ones.
I guess.
It's top 10.
That's half.
That's
fair. Where even is Dino Thunder? I had to listen to this like 3 times. There was a point right after we did the list where like, gun to my head, I could not tell you
there
what
was
half
a,
of them sounded
like. There's a few,
like.
Even now, that I just don't remember.
Yeah.
This chorus is just pumping, dude.
It's pretty good. I don't know. I just
I got to see if there's a full version of this. I could put this on my phone.
Yeah. It does have a really nice, like, it comes, the melody comes back around.
Put this into my Get Pumped mix with Sami Zayn's entrance music.
That's a good song.
What one was that? Was that 9?
That was number 9.
All right, so we're on number 8. My yes. number 8 is the Samurai Megaforce mush.
Okay, mine is Wild Force. I actually really liked the Wild Force song. I think the Wild Force song is really good.
Okay.
That's the line of demarcation. Like, that's the line between, like, what I am into and what I am not into. Actually, maybe it's Dino Thunder. And there's, like, that's the...
Okay.
That's the line. But, like, I would, for a while, like, it had to be better than Wild Force to be good. let's play the... Let's see. Which one do you want? Do you want Samurai? Do you want Super Samurai?
It literally doesn't matter. Wherever the cursor lands.
I think a
lot of this one is,
I think,
like,
I need to start it at the beginning of Samurai, because that's the one where you're definitely like, oh, this is Dragon
Force. This is Dragon Force. A lot of it was just like, it's a ramped up version of the original, so it hit a lot of good nostalgia chords for me.
Yeah. Okay. These are cars, so this has got to be RPM still.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bird car.
Okay. Yeah, it's just butt rock. This is a super butt rocky to me. All right, hurry up. Okay. This is literally Guitar Hero 3 Power Rangers.
Yep. I'm into that. If it was a little more than just a remix, I would be higher. But because it is just a remix.
Yeah.
But listening to it and watching the intro with it, I'm like, this season probably rules. But I know...
I've heard very mixed things
about it. Yeah, I know that it's like... average at best.
Yeah, it's average and, like, kind of weirdly racist in some parts, which
cool.
which is real fun. It's going to be real fun for us. Yeah, it's like the dead center of my list. So what number was that?
That was 8.
That was 8. So we go to number 7. Yes. For me is Jungle Fury.
For me is Lost Galaxy.
Okay. Did we listen to Jungle Fury?
I don't know.
I don't think. Yeah, I think we did. See, here's the only problem with Jungle Fury is it will not stay in my mind. Jungle Fury is in one ear and out the other. Yeah, because we got to hear. This is like,
right.
This is like mid 2000s cartoon show good. Like,
yeah.
that's what it reminds me of. I don't know. I really like the song. What's number 6, Josh?
Number 6 is Ninja Steel.
Okay, mine's In Space.
Okay,
I'm surprised In Space was as low as it is.
I am too.
For me, I think a lot of it is that it's very good by itself, but when you put it around all the other songs, it just, like, by comparison,
right.
starts to fall off. We listen to Ninja Steel, and you guys know what In Space sounds like.
Yeah.
So, 5 for me is Zio.
Okay, 5 for me is Dino Thunder.
Okay. Okay, a lot of just different tastes, different strokes for different folks. Zio hypes me up a lot.
Especially
the full opening.
I didn't think I was gonna put it very high because I was like, well, it's still a lot like the original, but it is a lot different from the original.
Yeah.
And when that first Zio hits, it just gets me, man.
Yeah, it's good. That Zio, so good. What's number 4?
Number 4 is Zio.
Okay, mine is Dino Charge and Super Dino Charge.
Okay,
which I will find right now. It has maybe the best chorus of any of
them. It has the best line.
Go-Go Power Rangers and Don't You Ever Stop. That is chill-inducing. It's so good.
It's pretty good.
Also, look
around.
At just all these pretty people. Everyone's just so pretty. God, that's so good.
It's just, I get goosebumps
every time they say it. That is Power Rangers as hell, yo.
Whenever they say that, I'm like, oh yeah, Power Rangers freaking rules.
That's what it's about. number 3 for me, because we're on number 3 now, right?
Yes.
Number 3 for me is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Okay. 3 for me is In Space.
Okay. It's weird that it's a little strange that you put it higher than me. I don't think I saw that coming.
But I really like the In Space theme song.
It's good. I have the Mighty Morphin here because it's the bar. Like, it is the first, and for a long time, it was the best. I mean, if you're playing the home game, you can tell what my top two are. But
yeah.
But it's Power Rangers, guys. Like, yep. It's literally iconic. It's so iconic that, like, people just know that song even if you haven't listened to Power Rangers in 20 years or watched Power Rangers in 20 years. Like, right. It's the tops. What is your number two?
My number two is Dino Charge.
Okay. Good showing for Dino Charge.
Yeah, it just rules.
It's very good.
Mine
is that Sweet Sweet Terp.
All right,
gotta get that Terp. Man, Shift into Turbo, like that song is great. That song is better than the first half of that show. And until the changeover and you get some of the weird fun episodes, like, that song is better than that show has any right to be. So that's why I have it up there. And finally, for number one,
I think we could figure them out.
Mine is Time Force.
Mine is Mighty Morphin.
All right. Time Force, I don't know if it's just because I love the show so much, or if it's, I genuinely love, like, the lyrics and the way they flow. I think they flow better than almost any other one with lyrics.
Yeah.
And I just super duper like them.
Can you just hit that one again for
me? Yeah, let's pop it here. Who dat? That's a Lightspeed Rescue.
Also, according to this video, I guess all of them are Neo Saban.
I think that's the channel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is not affiliated with actual Saban, I guarantee you. All right, this Power Rangers Lightspeed. I'm more of a lyrics guy than a music guy.
Okay. I think that's where we're butting heads a little bit on this one. Yeah. It's good.
I think it's the best.
I like that the Green Ranger has green hair.
His name is Trip. He's a precious angel. Everyone in this show is the very best. So, Josh, we are going to take a
quick break so I can
tally up the votes. And then when we come back, we will talk about... your anyone who has tweeted us your thoughts.
Yeah.
And we will give you the official list. All right, we are back. Before which do you want to do first? Do you want to look at people's tweets and what the listeners think?
I think we should
what each and every one of you think.
The fact of the matter is that I think we should listen to the people.
Okay. Over to the leaderboards.
And then we will end with our averaged out list. Yes.
We might do... I just thought when we did for Pokemon World Tour, we had the starter poll.
Yes.
We had everybody send their lists in, and then we ranked those two.
Yeah.
Should we, at a later time...
Do that again?
Do that, but with everyone sending in their lists, and then do the same thing?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Okay. So we will talk more about that at the end. So first up is from Randy, who says the two best theme songs are the In Space theme and Dino Charge.
Okay.
Dino Charge, do rule.
Yep.
Correct there. In Space is also very good. Public Frenemy number one, Corbin my man, says, while Go-Go Power Rangers is nostalgic for me, I try to lower my rankings on songs based on nostalgia. Dino Charge is a surprising catch. So I think everyone likes Dino Charge. Dino Charge did real good with that theme song. And then Matt, not like a Matt that we know personally, says, forget theme songs. Ron Wasserman's fighting tunes in MMPR were the best. To which I replied, well, yes, but we're not ranking them. Because, like, look, I think I Will Win might be the number one song.
Because as far as fighting song goes, that's the most Power Rangers one.
Yeah.
Maybe 5-for-1.
5-for-1 is also very good.
Which is literally the three numbers. 5-4-1 is the name of the song.
Yes. we're not talking about those. all of those incidental fight songs were amazing. So Ross Butler, our buddy, says...
He's got quite the little list.
He's got a list. He put it on the Discord a little while ago because there was on the Discord... which if you are a $5 above patron, you get access to. Somebody posted a video of like, here's this one person's rankings.
Sure,
of,
yeah.
And he's like, I don't agree with that top 10 at all. So here is my list.
I'm curious what the top 10 was.
I don't know.
That was posted.
I might have to scroll back. It's a ways up because this was back in June that it was posted. So I'll just say his top is Dino Charge.
Good pick.
And his bottom is Operation Overdrive.
Solid so far.
Yeah.
But one glaring thing on his is that his next to bottom is Mighty Morphin.
The original, yes. I don't know why it was so low.
Maybe I don't think he gave any context for it.
No. If he did, it might be a little bit later, and we'll hit it as I scroll upwards. But yeah, that's a little weird, Ross. No, you know, not to each
right,
their
I mean,
own.
You like what you like.
Yeah. I really like the Wild Force song, like a lot. I feel like I should go back and re-rank it, but I won't. The list is tallied. Dowd also sent in his list, and I was like, hey, you forgot Mighty Morphin, but then he just got back to me and said that he didn't have any feelings towards it, so he put it between Turbo and SPD, which I feel, personally for me, are literally opposite sides of the spectrum, because SPD is, like, third from the bottom and Turbo is my number two. So that would put it pretty low. Eighth from the bottom.
Okay.
For the original. His top was Lost Galaxy, followed by Time Force, and his last one, his last ones are Mystic Force, Operation Overdrive, and then Samurai and Megaforce. Not a fan of the Dragon Force version.
No.
Which I can totally understand. I don't like Dragon Force.
Look, I don't like Dragon Force either, but I just really dig that remix.
Shannon says Mystic Force and Operation Overdrive are at the bottom. Correct. I will say this. I kind of love that Mystic Force song.
The Mystic Force one,
Power
at least.
Power Rangers. Power Rangers.
It has a charm to it. Operation Overdrive is just someone singing or someone talking into a trash can.
Someone reading.
It's just a sack of farts. It's so
like
bad.
It was recorded in a bathtub. Like, it's just very bad. JR says the movie version is the best. This is undisputable. Well, by its nature, that it is disputable. Pretty much everything is disputable. I do really like the movie version. It's here's the thing. I'm not like super musically inclined. Like, I can play the bass, but anyone can if you try a little bit. It's not a tricky instrument to pick up. I have a tiny bit of musical acumen. I can't really tell the difference. Like, it sounds like just a punched up version to me. I don't see how it's so much better than the regular theme song. That's just me though. I'm sure there's a lot in there that other people...
Yeah, there's probably a lot of nuance to it that I just can't pick up.
Yeah, that happens. So Riley Hopkins says, he's got two. The second tweet is might send us on a little bit of a journey.
Okay.
So the first one is, the demo for RPM was incredible. I haven't heard the demo for RPM. He did post that in the Discord too, so I will try to find that and post it. In Space or Lost Galaxy are high up there, but I think Zio might be my favorite take on the original. That's a good take. Zio is very good. And like Lost Galaxy and Space are like just in different places for me. I think Lost Galaxy mostly for me because it was two songs. And that threw me off, I guess. Then his next tweet says, really though, Sonic music and Power Rangers music are like neighbors. And I think that's the most fascinating thing. They're so similar.
Crush 40 takes a lot of inspiration, I think, from Ron Wasserman.
I think he owes him a beer. I think he needs to buy Ron Wasserman a beer, because I didn't put together that.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was Jungle Fury that I was like, this sounds like something, and it might sound like City Escape, but I can't remember Jungle Fury right now.
That's the problem with Jungle Fury. It's like, it's good while I'm listening to it, and then it's gone. Which isn't to say it's not memorable, or it's not forgettable. I just can't remember it yet. I'm going to have that Mystic Force intro stuck in my head till I die now, but like, I don't know. I think that's it. Ross and Dowd and Shannon were all just kind of talking back and forth about Operation Overdrive and Mystic Force, pretty much. Ross's, what's the word I'm looking for? Reasoning behind putting Mystic Force above Overdrive is that even though the music is bad, Mystic Force at least has a good mission statement in the lyrics. Operation Overdrive, those rangers are about treasure, not doing good. So their theme song is about getting money, whereas at least Mystic Force is still about doing good. Shannon said, I still don't like the music part of those songs personally, though. Yeah, they're bad. Those songs are like not very salvageable, but Mystic Force, I think I'm going to very much enjoy hearing that 30 times. Like, for real. Like, I think that I'm going to be able to get through.
Overdrive, we might have to skip the intro.
Might have to get familiar with that skipping button. Josh?
Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
All right. There are 15 total because of ties and such.
Okay. Starting at the bottom now here?
Starting at the bottom. Number 15 is Alien Rangers.
Okay. Obviously.
I didn't write the total downs, and I don't feel like going over to look.
Oh, the total for Alien Rangers is 2.
It's 2, yeah. after that is Operation Overdrive.
All right.
And number 13 is a tie of SPD and Mystic Force.
Okay. 12, I think we just flipped those, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
12 is a tie for Ninja Storm and RPM.
Okay.
Which, again, we just flipped.
Yeah.
11 is Lightspeed Rescue. 10 is Wild Force. 9 is Ninja Steel.
Okay.
8 is a tie between Lost Galaxy and the Samurai Mega Mix.
Okay. That's fair, I guess.
7 is Jungle Fury.
All right.
6 is Dino Thunder. 5 is Turbo. 4 is Time Force. 3 is a tie between Zeo and In Space. 2 is Dino Charge. And 1 is Mighty Morphin.
That's about right.
I think so.
I feel like that's
about
right.
If you average our tastes out, that seems about right.
That's the other thing, is like there is no accounting for taste in this.
This is a definitive list by 2 people.
But yeah. a binary list. So I think what we're going to do at some point in the future, send in your lists of the same ones that we did. Don't separate out Mega Force and Samurai. They are exactly the same. I know they're a little different.
The beginning only difference is a tiny is the bit opening different. And the names that they yell.
But that's literally it. Put those together. Add Alien Rangers in there somewhere. That's up to you where you want to put it. And then send us your lists, and we will get a more definitive, much broader scope. Then I can just be sad as Turbo slowly falls down the list to very close to the bottom. Because you all hate Turbo, you monsters.
Look, I don't like Turbo, but that song isn't bad.
That song is very good.
Rate the songs, not the season. That's all we ask.
Yes, because we haven't seen a lot of them.
Yeah.
So I was just going off the song. Because, like, here's the thing. SPD sounds really awesome. I think I'm really going to like SPD. RPM is, like, the best one, and that song was booty.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you can't account for that. Just go off what the music is. But that's going to do it for us.
Oh, yeah, also, don't just take your emotions out of it, though. Like, if you have a strong feeling about one and that bumps it up your list.
Absolutely.
That's why Mighty Morphin is number 1 on mine.
Yeah, it's number whatever it is on mine, just because
I think it's
3 on mine.
I didn't hear any other of these at 6:30 in the morning getting ready for school.
Right, like, yeah. I haven't listened to them literally thousands of times each, you know, every day for 3 years straight. So, that's going to do it for us for today. Send in your lists. Next week, we're doing the Morphies. Basically, the Morphies is you give us a category, we give the award for that category. So, send in your categories, and we will award
them.
Thusly. But until then,
may the power protect you.
All right. That's it.
Bye.